Hello, and welcome to the second recording of the Ask Harmony podcast, where I answer your questions about work, love, and transformation. Today, I'm answering a question from @Samiya, and Samiya is asking, how can I remove someone from my mind? Can you please help? I just cannot stop thinking about him. And so I chose to answer this question because I get variations of this question a lot, where people think that if I had that relationship, or if I had that job, or if that person would just show up for me in the way that I want, then I'd be okay. And this is the whole way that the ego tries to find its stability in the world outside of us. And it also tries to find its happiness in the world outside of us. And as long as we keep believing the thoughts of our mind and believing that our happiness and our stability is outside of us, the further away we are from our true self. And so when we connect to this big space inside of us, our true self, which is our own divinity, which is our spiritual nature, we are connected to our source of love. And we're connected to our source of solution and expansion. And we feel big in who we are, and we feel powerful in the world. And when we are skilled at living from this deeper place and connecting with the truth of who we are, we attract the lover who can love us in the deep, unconditional way that we want. And we're actually able to receive and give in kind. When we're identified with our mind, what the mind thinks of love and thinks of relationship, we try and find our stability in somebody else, and we are not open to receiving the love that we long for. We try and earn love, or we try and demand love, or it's never enough, or we're never enough. And this is what we risk when we stay identified with our ego. And so the way to stop fixating on somebody else is to stop identifying with the thoughts of your mind, is to become empowered to live from a deeper place. And when you live from this deeper place, you feel so loved because your love comes from within you. And that love just sort of spills over into your whole life. And you become so happy. And this is the way, when you connect to this place, this is the way you know that the circumstances of your life actually have no effect on your happiness. The relationships that you have, the way other people treat you, actually have no effect on your happiness when you're connected to your true self. And so this is hard for the mind to conceive, because the mind really, really believes that everything needs to fall into place in order for me to be okay. But when we're connected to our spiritual nature, we know that when we're okay with who we are, when we're connected to who we really are, then everything is okay. This is how we find peace in our life. This is how we stay open to love. This is how we're able to give love. And so, in order to do this, it's really about building the skill of disidentifying with our mind and connecting with our spiritual nature. And so I talk a lot about meditation and how meditation is a wonderful time to build this skill. But you can also build this skill in relationship. And the trick here is, well, there's a couple tricks. So the first trick that I want to share with you is, you cannot know how you feel and be identified with the thoughts of your mind at the exact same time. So what that means is, anytime you notice that you are fixated on anything, whether it's a person or an event that happened or a job that you want, anytime you notice your mind contracting in this fixating, fantasy, ruminating type way, all you need to do is stop the stream of thoughts in their track and draw your inner eye deeper and sense into how you feel. Attuning to our own emotions is so powerful, because everything we think has a physical response, a felt experience in our body. But we are so practiced in trying to suppress our feelings and try and function and try and move forward without actually acknowledging our emotional body, that we give fuel to our ego. So the less connected we are to our emotions and the less emotionally intelligent we are, the more identified we are with the thoughts of our mind. And so you cannot be identified with the thoughts of your mind and know how you feel in the exact same moment. So just think about that for a moment. Having your inner eye deeper and sensing into your felt experience stops the stream of thoughts. You can't be in those two places at the exact same moment. And so the way that I teach people to attune to their emotions is to really name the experience of them. So let's say the emotion you're experiencing is fear. So you first acknowledge, oh, I'm afraid. I'm feeling fear. And then you draw your inner eye deeper. And what does fear feel like in your body? Are your muscles tense? Is your jaw clenched? Is your mind racing? Like, really talk through the felt experience and attune to what those emotions feel like in your body. How do you hold fear? And then, once you know what it feels like, you know what it is that you need. Okay, I need to come back down into myself and take some breaths to move through this to completion. So as long as you're identified with the thoughts of your mind, you're getting pulled away from even knowing what it is that you need. But the moment you stop your thoughts and come back to this deeper place, you can then know what you need and move through the experience to completion and really connect to your immediate safety needs, to the experience of love that you actually have in your heart, rather than the fantasy of love that your mind has and holds for you. And so this is the practice of stopping fantasizing about this guy, right? It's about coming back to who you are and finding your center and connecting to yourself. And so the other way, the other trick of stopping to identify with the thoughts of our mind is in our interactions with other people to just not respond. So the idea here is that we're only aware of about 20% of our ego. And there's this whole 80% that lies beneath the surface that motivates our actions and our thoughts. You know, these are our drives and our urges, and they motivate us to speak and do things. And half the time we don't even know why, or 80% of the time we don't even know why. And in not speaking or reacting, we disengage that unconscious way that we habitually engage with the world. And so it's as a wonderful practice, like the next time you go to a party or the next time you're having a conversation with a loved one and it's a conflictual relationship, right? Try something hard. Just don't respond. And just breathe and notice the discomfort that arises in not indulging your ego. That's how you get your power back from your ego. And that's how you can choose to not follow these thoughts and to stop the stream of thoughts. So aside from that, I just want to encourage anyone who's listening again to have a dedicated amount of time where you sit every single day and connect with your true self. I look at meditation as a time where we tell our mind, I'm not you. That's not who I am. I'm here. I'm bigger. And I'm who I really am is so much deeper. And so nurturing your connection with your true self is what empowers you to stop identifying with the thoughts of your mind. So let's just take a moment right now to practice disrupting the thoughts. So wherever you are, I invite you to close your eyes. And just notice that you're breathing. And just let your breath move in and out naturally in its own rhythm. And just for a moment, go looking through your body and notice what it is that you're feeling right now. Are there any areas of tension? Is there emotion you're holding in your heart? And just breathe into your heart space. With every inhale, let your heart expand and open. And with every exhale, just let your heart soften. It's good. Do that a few more times, just breathing into your heart space. Anytime you notice your mind pulling you away from this process, just name it a thought and come back to your heart center. And if you notice any emotions arise as you connect with your heart, just honor them. They're valid. Even if your mind doesn't understand them. Just notice where you are. Are you connecting with the love in your heart, or are you listening to the thoughts of your mind? You have the power to choose where to focus your attention. Choose love. Always. The moment you listen to the thoughts of your mind, you close down your heart. So just stop the stream whenever you notice and come back, connect to who you really are. There's more love within you than your mind will ever know. Just sit with that love. Thank you so much for listening. Much love.